Australia is being pressed to take a stand against the Trump administration's latest attack on the International Criminal Court. The US president signed an executive order earlier this month allowing the United States to impose visa restrictions and economic sanctions on ICC officials who try to prosecute US troops and intelligence officials. Australian lawyers and human rights groups say it's an outrageous assault on international institutions and the rule of law. But so far, the Morrison government has been largely mute. Stephen Jedgetts reports from Canberra.
The US Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, was grim-faced when he made the announcement declaring International Criminal Court prosecutors could soon face their own legal woes.
It gives us no joy to punish them.
But punish them they will. The executive order signed by Donald Trump allows bureaucrats to freeze the US assets of ICC lawyers and officials who investigate or prosecute US citizens. The officials could also be banned from travelling to the US.
We cannot allow ICC officials and their families to come to the United States to shop and travel and otherwise enjoy American freedoms as these same officials seek to prosecute the defender of those very freedoms.
The U.S. has never recognized the ICC, but while the Obama administration regarded the court with caution, the Trump administration looks at it with naked hostility. It's been enraged by the ICC's move to investigate alleged U.S. war crimes in Afghanistan. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the court is corrupt and biased against both the U.S. and Israel.
The men and women of the United States Armed Forces will never appear before the ICC. We will always protect Americans, no matter where they serve, from harassment, abuse, and overreach by organizations outside of our own justice system.
The sanctions plan drew strong protests from the ICC, which accused the U.S. of engaging in coercion and intimidation. It's also stirred dismay in Australian legal circles.
They've been making these threats for some time, and it looks like they came good on those threats.
Rowana Raff from the Australian Centre for International Justice says the sanctions threaten the global rule of law and warns Australians working at the organisation could suffer.
There are at least 19 Australian nationals working at the ICC. They include even high-level senior persons working at the Office of the Prosecutor. So I can imagine that those persons are also very concerned.
Several European countries have criticised the move. In contrast, the Australian government has been conspicuously silent. The Shadow Foreign Minister, Penny Wong, says the Morrison government should work with the UK and European countries to reinforce that ICC officials must be able to work independently, impartially and without fear of sanction. But the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade responded to questions with a bland statement.
Australia, as a founding party, supports the International Criminal Court's important role in the international rules-based order. This decision by the United States to impose economic sanctions on ICC officials involved in investigations is a matter for the government of the United States.
Rowana Raff insists that is not good enough. She says human rights and legal groups in Australia have written to the Morrison government, urging it to give the International Criminal Court full-throated support.
But unfortunately, we haven't received any response from the government.
No response at all. Silence.
Absolute silence. And that Australia's public silence does send a message that this bullying, this intimidation and this political pressure on an international judicial institution is okay.
But breaking that silence also poses risks, particularly with a combustible president sitting in the White House.
Stephen Jedgetts with that report.